John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. The Doors and Lover Madly, the John DiBella Show. We're still sitting at 39 degrees, but temperatures today get up to about a 53 degrees. Of course, if you're trying to win that $1,000 and whole lot of loot, the word you should be using this morning and texting that to 40772 is TOES, T-O-E-S. But joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45, and you get tickets through punchlinephilly.com. It's his first time here in the studio joining us for the very first time, because I've said that already. It's Frankie Quinones. Hiya, Frankie.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
It's good to meet you. Your life is friggin' exploding. You just taped your first TV show, right?
Right.
All right. Yeah. And you got something run on Cartoon Network too?
Yes.
Right? Cartoon Network.
Are you a voice or
yeah,
are
I'm
you
a voice. It's a show called Victor and Valentino that's going to be premiering later towards the end of summer.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And are you Victor or Valentino?
Yeah, neither. Yeah. Neither. I'm an old auntie that tries to act young. Yeah, yeah.
You're playing a woman in a cartoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Give us a taste of the voice. I want to hear it.
Yeah. She's more like, what's up? No, I'm the winner. Announce the winner. You know, that's one of my lines. But, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to assume that she's Hispanic also.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right. Are the two main characters Hispanic as well?
Yes.
Victor and Valentino. So it's a whole Hispanic cartoon.
Yeah, it's a whole thing going on,
okay,
man. Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. All right. Now, where are you from? Are you from L.A.?
Yeah, I was born in Los Angeles.
Legally?
Grew up. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Just kind of want to make
Zinger.
Sure.
Yeah.
It seems that's a big problem now.
Legally, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, definitely legally. And then it's been 16 years in San Francisco, and I've been back in L.A. for about 4.5 years.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Now, where's your family from? Are you from L.A.?
Yeah, they were both born in L.A., yeah. Okay. My mom is, she's a part Native American. She's a crazy mix, man. Her dad left the reservation, spent 57 years in the Air Force. Wow. Met my grandma, so she's part Italian also. So my mom's Latina, Native American, and Italian, you know. So
wow.
her blood just stays high.
Wow.
I got that real love from her, man. Yeah.
That's a fight waiting to happen every second.
Yeah. And she's an alcoholic on top of it. So.
Probably brought in from the Indian side of the family. you get their fire water. I'm just being as racist as I possibly can this morning.
We're not right, telling
anyone. Go for it, man.
Now, how are they with you being a comedian? Are you married?
No, you're not married. Single, okay. 30s, right. Latino with no children, which I know, that's crazy, you know.
You beat John to it, though.
Yeah. Some of my families, are you okay down there, bro? Like, yeah, man, everything works, you know. Condoms are for everybody, man. You just got to use them. But yeah, man, they're dying for these grandchildren. But, you know, my sister's 7 years younger than me. She just got married, so I'm hoping she takes the pressure off soon, you know.
Okay.
She's married a white guy, too, David. Yeah, okay.
Blend.
Yeah, right.
Your family's a freaking UN.
Yeah.
incredible. So tell me about your life. Like I said, this is the first time we're meeting, so I don't know all that much about you.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of the guy that's working, but the work's not on TV yet.
Okay.
But it's coming, man. Got the sitcom coming out, and then, the Cartoon Network show. Other than that, I've been touring around. You know, I did the viral, some of my characters went viral with Creeper, with Cholo Fit, you know, those workouts. And
I love that video.
Yeah.
I have to post it. Cholo Fit's real.
Oh,
fun.
You're Cholo? I didn't even
Cholo
know that.
Cholo Fit.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a Cholo Fit.
Represent, right. Represent. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, that thing kind of blew up pretty quick.
Oh, that's cool.
Started getting messages from around. When I got these guys that sent me a picture from Australia, these two dudes, and they were there with their baby Joey doing a Cholo squat. You know, they sent me the video, and I was like, all right, this thing's getting crazy.
We got to put the Cholo thing up on the
definitely
Facebook
get it
page.
Is that your big break?
Uh-huh. Kind of, man. You know, I've been I was touring around for a few years. My buddy Craig Robinson has his opener.
Yeah, from the office.
Do some dates with him.
Cool.
He was a great mentor, good help. And then he saw this whole thing happen. And before the shows happened, he would show some of my videos. And then the whole Cholo Fit thing went viral. And that was what, that's kind of the break that, like, got attention toward my way. But, Creeper, homie, I embrace him, you know. So he's a good dude, yeah.
Now, a couple of things. I mean, is your car at a normal height, or are you? Do you go full cholo there?
What's that?
My car.
Yeah, no, full cholo, man. Yeah,
really?
The lowriders, everything.
You do?
Yeah.
El Camino?
We're about to do the spin class, too, on lowrider bikes. You know what I mean? Looking forward to that, homie. Yeah.
Well, there's a Mexican thing in Elvez, the restaurant here in the city, right? There's a Mexican restaurant here in Philadelphia called Elvez.
Oh, is it
the
good?
Bike? Right. Oh, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
It's some Mexican chef's grandma's recipes, right? So everything, the food is just out of this world. But in the middle of it, they have one. There are these you say lowrider bikes. There are these bikes that come out of Mexico that are like like the old Schwinn Stingrays, but they're all jazzed up
and blinged out.
We're blinged out to no end, chrome wheels and all kinds of stuff. It's like, I can't get a driver's license yet, so I'll go with this. Right. Now, this is your first time in Philadelphia?
Yeah, first time.
Anything you're expecting out of us?
No, man. It's been great so far. Been a good time.
So you haven't been to a Starbucks yet?
No. Definitely. I'm looking forward to a good cheesesteak. That's about it. But
okay. Well, Frankie Quinones is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. And as a matter of fact, I have some tickets for tonight's 7:30 show. So if you would like to be there, call us right now here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Welcome to Philly, Frankie. And thank you so much for getting up and coming in.
Oh, right on. Thank you guys for having me, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
It's John DeBella. Don't be a hypocrite. You've smoked pot. Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK.